prayer, mortar for biblical foundations. Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, how is prayer like the mortar in a biblical foundation?
Well, you know, Mark, this year's theme at Answers in Genesis is rebuilding the foundation. Just as Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, AIG is doing something similar, rebuilding the foundation of God's Word in Genesis. The Bible's first book also provides a wall of protection against compromise and the influence of evolutionary secular humanism. But you know, before Nehemiah even lifted a hand or grabbed a tool to get started, the first thing he did was to fast and pray. And Answers in Genesis is following this example with a prayer and fasting campaign this year. Rebuilding a foundation that's become more evolutionized and less Christianized can't succeed without prayer, and we need lots of it. In fact, prayer is the mortar that holds everything together. Psalm 11:3 says, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Through prayer, you can help AIG rebuild the foundations of biblical authority that have been greatly undermined in our Western nations. This can counter the indoctrination of generations of people in evolutionary ideas, which have caused them to doubt the Bible's reliability.
Evolutionists probably use dinosaurs more than any other topic to cause people to believe in evolution and to reject the Bible's accuracy. Well, Ken Ham answers your questions about dinosaurs in a free booklet available at AnswersRadio.com.